Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
For 35 years, Jay Bartlett has rescued souls in more than 75 nations on 6 continents, reaching millions with the love and power of God. The dead has been raised, demons cast out, the sick cured, the brokenhearted healed. Stay tuned to one of the world's most astounding podcasts. Deliverance with Jay Bartlett is next. Live, worldwide, Deliverance with your host, Jay Bartlett. For the next few minutes, Jay will be exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you are about to experience deliverance.
Demons were willing to fight. They were aggressive. They were cruel. They were sadistic. But during the Halloween season, demons are well known to fight. It's their season. In their minds, it's their time to instill fear, torment, to attack, to assault humanity, especially here in the West, where Halloween is lifted up and promoted, marketed as the preferred holiday of the year. I remember the meeting well, when we dealt these evil spirits that were aggressive, that were sadistic, that were cruel and mean, that were willing to fight. Our meeting was jam-packed with those seeking deliverance and healing. We were literally standing room only. The people were thirsty for the liberating power, the liberating power of the Holy Spirit to be unleashed upon their lives. And it's with great joy I report to you that the Lord Jesus Christ delivered and he healed. We were even honored to have the holy angels of God visit our meeting and assist in a deliverance of a woman from originally from Africa from demons after partaking of Holy Communion. The body and the blood of the Lord. We proceeded to minister to those enslaved by unholy spirits. We first ministered to a young lady who was present, a survivor of sadistic ceremonial trauma. In the name of Jesus, she was delivered of a demonic spirit. Now, while ministering to her, there was a woman, originally from Africa, who was sitting to the right of me who was experiencing horrific, horrible headaches. While anointing her head with sacred oil, making the symbol of the cross on her forehead, an evil spirit, a cruel evil spirit, manifested immediately and reacted violently to my prayers and commands. These ghastly devils twisted her body and shoved her head against the wall numerous times in an attempt to injure her. I sprinkled some holy water on the spirits, and it weakened the demons almost immediately. We were able to get the demons under control with our commands in the name of Jesus. But with very loud cries and groans, the spirits yelled at me, "We will fight you. We hate you." I instructed the demons to submit to the lordship of Jesus Christ. "We will fight you. We are not leaving. She belongs to us," cried out the devils within her, utilizing her vocal cords. Like I said, my friends, during this Halloween season, And we are in the midst of the Halloween season. In fact, we're in the midst of this campaign of 13 days of dealing and battling and combating Halloween. During Halloween, spirits become bold. They're haughty. They're aggressive. They're mean. They're cruel, sadistic, nefarious. They're willing to fight. It's their season. In their minds, they see this as their season. So they're willing to push back. And then in that meeting, the spirits, and it was during Halloween season, they were willing to fight. "We will fight you. We are not leaving. She belongs to us," cried out the devils within her, utilizing her vocal cords. So we were willing to fight for this woman. Right, did not Jesus tell us, "In my name, you'll cast out devils"? We need to rescue. We need to combat. We need to expose. We need to intervene in those who are suffering during this season, this Halloween season, so focused on darkness, witchcraft, warlocks, goblins, ghosts, ghouls, phantoms, poltergeist. Everything that's dark is being promoted and marketed at this time during this season. We need to push back. We need to counter. We need to offer an alternative, a superior power. People enjoy being fearful. People enjoy horror movies. People enjoy going to visiting haunted houses. People are now enjoying even communicating with evil spirits. In communion with evil spirits, we need to push back on this with the power of Jesus Christ. So today on this podcast, I'm here in Santa Cruz, California. We had an incredible meeting last night. Incredible. If you get to my website, jbartlettmissions.com, and get to the video I just posted earlier today, of a woman, and several were powerfully delivered. In fact, everybody we ministered to last night entered into the third heaven. Remarkable, stunning, astounding. Get to my YouTube channel and look at the newest video that I posted. This woman experienced creative miracles. She was miraculously, supernaturally cured from sicknesses and afflictions, and she was powerfully delivered and was caught up into the third heaven. The demons were willing to fight. We fought back and we won with Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what I want to talk about today on deliverance. I want to talk about the issue how during the Halloween seasons, which we're in the midst of, you better be prepared because the demons are ready to fight. And we can fight back in the name of Jesus. So today, I welcome you as we discuss the subject of fighting demons during Halloween on tonight's edition of Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett. I'll be here for the next few minutes exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
You are listening to another thrilling edition of Deliverance with Jay Bartlett. These compelling podcasts are transformative, astounding, and inspiring. Lives are being encouraged, empowered, healed, restored, and liberated. Take a moment and support this global mission with a donation at jbartlettmissions.com. Visit the donate page and consider giving a recurring monthly donation. That's jbartlettmissions.com. Or call us at 877-483-5519. Thank you for your support to keep this worldwide mission alive. God has bestowed upon this global mission an extraordinary ability to gently guide individuals into the heavenly realms, where thousands are encountering the risen Jesus and experiencing numerous heavenly wonders. We have, perhaps, created the world's largest video collection of testimonies of those being caught up into the third heaven and experiencing the joys, the wonders, and the glories of God's heavens. These thrilling videos from around the world demonstrate that God loves and cares for us. Taste of His powers at jbartlettmissions.com. Heavenly experiences are for real. Watch and see at jbartlettmissions.com.
Welcome back to Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett. We're discussing about the reality during the Halloween season. I have discovered in nearly 35 years of serving Jesus Christ in the ministry of deliverance, in the ministry of casting out of evil spirits, I've discovered during the Halloween season, the spiritual activity just intensifies and the demons become very haughty and aggressive and prideful. It's their season. In their minds, they believe it's their season. They're claiming the days for their work to be accomplished. And we need to push back. We need to push back. We cannot shrink. We have to move forward. And I'm reminded of what Jesus says in Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, Jesus is speaking here, and he's speaking to his disciples. And he says, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. The fact is, we have power and authority over serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy. So when the demons, when they push forward, we need to push forward. We need, please don't shrink back. We need to press forward knowing that we will have the victory as we exert the power and the authority that we have by virtue of who we are in Jesus Christ. I have given you the authority to trample. They're under your feet, my friends. These serpents and scorpions are under your feet, and along with all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you by virtue of who you are in Jesus Christ. Your spirit nature, remember, you're a tripart human being, body, soul, and spirit. Your spirit nature has ascended according to Ephesians 2:6. The Apostle Paul says, you are now in Jesus Christ in the heavenly realms. Thereby, you're untouchable. Your spirit nature cannot be touched by evil spirits. And that's where you derive the power. That's where you derive the authority. That's where you derive the means by which to defeat these powers during the Halloween season. And I would highly recommend to push back. You may be undergoing some incredible spiritual warfare. Don't shrink back. Use the power and the authority that you have in Jesus' name and speak it. Tell them to release your health, to release your marriage, to release your children, to release your finances, to release your mental health, emotional health, your physical health, whatever it may be. You speak to them and you tell them to release you in Jesus' name. I have given you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. You win with Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what I wanted to encourage you in. I was sharing with you sometime back during a Halloween season. I was holding some meetings, and we encountered this woman originally from Africa that was filled with spirits, and they were willing to fight. We're not leaving. They actually said that. We're not leaving. She belongs to us. Now, we discovered that this dear lady in this meeting sometime back during this Halloween season was having sexual relations with these unclean spirits for years, thus allowing them access to this precious believer who is now seeking freedom from these night attacks. What is your name, spirit? I inquired of the demon. We are named Lucifer, and she belongs to us. She has sex with us. She loves us, the demons revealed. Now again, the spirits reacted violently, and again, they twisted her body. Through all this, they even scratched me a number of times. My friends, these Luciferian spirits were very loud. They're boastful, unusually loud, to the point where we were holding a meeting in this hotel conference center, and the guest in the hotel began to pack up their bags and walk out of their rooms. They could hear the commotion. I asked the holy angels of God to assist us, and within seconds, they entered the meeting room and began to war against the demons within this woman, weakening them. The demons roared in sheer hatred for what these angels were doing, as the angels of God had drawn their swords, pierced the spirits, causing them great pain. though things were gradually getting under control, the damage was done. The guest, who had heard the loud cries, the groans, the violence, the demonic violence, made some complaints to the on-duty manager of the hotel, and within minutes, the manager was at our door asking us to vacate the premises. I mean, the hideous cries of the demons no doubt startled the people. And I understand their concerns, as they did not even know what was occurring. We were forced out, and the deliverance was hindered. The demons simply looked at me with glee, knowing full well that I was not able to drive them out because of what had just transpired. I am convinced they compelled some of the guests to complain in an attempt to hinder the deliverance service, as up to that point, we had never been told to leave a hotel meeting hall. Despite some of the strange, intense, demonic supernaturalism that has manifested over the years and those who have attended our meetings, the demons were bound. These haughty spirits who were gleefully excited about their season, their Halloween season, which we were in the midst of at this time, the demons were bound. I was determined to fight on, and that's exactly what I want you to do during this Halloween season. Not to give in to the fear, not to give in to the torment, not to give in to the spiritual warfare, but press in and keep on fighting. Be determined to fight. Determined to fight, not giving in to the enemy. Don't shrink back. That's one thing I've discovered in spiritual warfare, is you don't shrink back. Because you shrink back, the demons will simply just move in for the kill. We need to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of God. In that same chapter, and I'm reading from Hebrews chapter 12, the scripture tells us to let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. So we need to look unto Jesus. He's our only hope. That's what has sustained me. Think about Jesus, what he went through, what he had to endure for our sake. And keep your eyes, your focus intentionally on Jesus, what he accomplished on the cross, what the promises of his word, like what I read to you just a moment ago from Luke chapter 10, knowing that we have the power and the authority to trample over these things. So I was determined to fight on, and I had everyone follow me at this meeting down the street. Now, honestly, I did not know what to do, but God was merciful. We were expelled, if you will, from the meeting hall, but he led us to a small old Baptist church. And though no one was present in the church, we had everyone sit on the front steps of the entrance of this church with one little light above to provide some light. It was getting much cooler at this time. Darkness had descended. We were hours from entering Halloween. Thus, the spiritual forces would be that much stronger, and we were determined to fight back in Jesus' name. We were willing to fight the good fight. And in the open air, in front of the Baptist church, I conducted a number of exorcisms, and a number of cars passed by, slowed down, looked on as we ministered deliverance to the captives. We were a witness to the watching world. The power of the Holy Spirit prevailed against the spiritual foes of the cross because we fought the good fight. We were determined. We were intentional in spiritual warfare. And as that dear lady renounced her unholy unions with the devils whom she had been having sex with, I commanded the demons to leave in Jesus' name. They were forced out and entered the pit in the name of Jesus Christ. They screamed in agony. The lady was set free and relieved. She lifted up her hands and began to praise the living Savior who had just liberated her from these vile demonic beings. I mean, and that was just the beginning. My friends, there was a woman there from France who was loosed from a satanic curse, a revenge that her sister had placed upon her. While praying over her head, I felt something from her skull attacking my bone of my fingers. This led me to discover she had a curse, which she confirmed as she revealed that her sister had been cursing her for years. We broke the demonic curse, and the evil spirits left that woman. there was a man in his 20s, a believer who was also delivered from some powerful entrenched spirits in his stomach and chest. They were driven out as they vomited out of him. And so many other miracles took place. And I'm grateful to the loving, wonderful Savior for his mercy, his love, his forgiveness that is offered to all who come unto him by faith. There was a young man who was involved with the Mexican mafia who was also at the meeting and witnessed the power of God. And he immediately destroyed some pornography that he had on his cell phone. I mean, God was dealing with hearts, and it was beautiful to see God's love extended to everyone. And perhaps you feel the love of God. Your heart is being softened. Your heart is being touched right now. Well, now is a good time to open your heart to Jesus. Why, we're not going to know what's going to happen tomorrow. Our life is a mist. It'll appear for a little while, vanish. It's gone. Today is a good day to surrender to Jesus Christ, to repent of your sin, to call upon the name of the Lord. And the Bible says if you call upon the name of the Lord, you'll be saved. It's that simple. Give your life totally to Jesus Christ. I'd like for you to say, Lord Jesus, save me. Rescue me. Fill me with your love, your peace, your presence, your power. I surrender. I lay down everything to you, Jesus Christ. Thank you for your great love for me. Thank you for rescuing me. Thank you for shedding your holy blood on a cross. You were raised again, and you're coming back very soon. I give you my life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, if you just prayed that prayer, I want you to contact me, email me today at jay@jaybartlandmissions.com. That's jay@jaybartlandmissions.com. So I could, and let me know you prayed that prayer so I could send some materials to you that will help you in your walk with Jesus Christ. And I command the spirits of Halloween that are bringing torment to many of you as you're listening to this podcast, you have been tormented during this Halloween season. I command the evil spirits to release your mind, your heart, your body in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority over you, evil spirits, that are in many who are listening in right now. You release the mind. You lift off their shoulders. Burdens go in Jesus' name. Let go, evil spirit. I speak to you, death. I speak to you, the spirits of Halloween, fear and torment, spirits of ghost. Spirits of Lucifer and witchcraft, you go in the authority of Jesus Christ. You release the people of God right now. You go into the abyss. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the blood and the resurrection, you just release them in Jesus' name. Now, my friends, I bless each and every one of you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a production of the Good News Podcasting Network, based in sunny Southern California. Feel free to contact for more information on the Deliverance Podcast at jbartlettmissions.com or call us at 877-483-5519.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.